It'll record now 2 hours and 45 minutes. You don't have to speak for that long. Yeah, it's doing it right now.
Made in Japan.
China. It is, yeah.
This is the form. Thank you. And this is a little questionnaire we made up as to help us gather the right information. If you want to have a look at that, we can talk through it. We can do it in any order you like. As you can see, it's mainly focused on the wartime period. And we've had the privilege of meeting some very interesting senior Victorians. British Army veterans, Canadian Army veterans, U.S. Navy, South African Army. I think you're the first Air Force we've come across, which is unusual because I think a large percentage of the Jews when it tended to go to the Air Force.
Well, there weren't very many. I can only recall three.
Really?
I've run into.
Oh, my goodness.
Who were those?
Well, one was a chap by the name of Finkelstein. I think he was from Ottawa. And another one, Kornblatt, who's since died. And Lipton, who was, or I don't know whether he was Jewish or not. I think he was, but he didn't advertise. Well, I can't recall many others.
We have a question for you later on, after we get some of the upfront material about what difference it made, positive or negative, about being Jewish.
One instant, that was all.
So the where and when did you sign up is right there, Cher. Does it say?
Yeah, I mean,
in Ottawa, 5th July, 1937.
In Ottawa? Permanent active Air Force.
And how old were you when you joined?
37, I was 22, going on 22.
I think you're the first one we've interviewed as well that joined before the war started. What would motivate you to do that in those days?
Well, I graduated from university. I spent time in Toronto trying to find a job, couldn't get one. Finally got one in Ottawa. And then I don't know what prompted me to apply to join join the Air Force. But I did, and I was told I really shouldn't try and get a commission. So I filled out the form and was accepted.
Just like that? Yeah. Well, you had a degree. That was pretty rare in those days. What was your degree?
BCom.
Which university?
Queen's. Kingston.
Did they still have a quota for Jews in those days?
Not that I know of.
But you got a job in Ottawa in your field? But was it something that had...
No, I was analyzing accounts overdue for A.J. Freeman.
Oh, my goodness. A.J. Freeman, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we know that name.
Yeah. His house on
Somerset West.
On Somerset West became the Army Officers' Mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful house, and there's a plaque in there referring to A.J. Freeman having lived there. So it just seemed like the right thing to do.
Well, I guess so.
So what do people know about 20-year-olds? What did 22-year-olds know about the coming war? Was that a commonly discussed thing?
Yeah.
No? So it wasn't a factor?
Well, it wasn't a factor in joining.
But had you always wanted to be in the Air Force, or...?
After I joined, yes. Not before. I didn't know anything about it.
Did you pass a recruiting station, or how did you hear about it?
A sister of a friend of mine was assistant to the Deputy Minister of National Defense. And she said they were looking for new people in the Air Force.
So then I think it traces the early training. Treating the documents with great care. So they sent you off to Trenton. Wow. Sort of did your basic training, then bingo, acting commanding officer of an equipment depot.
Well, the war was getting hot.
Yeah.
You were ready.
Well, it was still a year away, more than a year away.
Yeah.
Were people getting ready? Were the forces were getting ready at that point?
Well, we were getting concerned.
Instead of me copying a lot of stuff off this and perhaps making mistakes, if we could ask if we could borrow this to scan it into the computer, that'd be all right.
Okay.
Yeah, that would probably be a lot easier than trying to.
We can, but we'll get it more accurately if we can copy it. That's a wonderful document.
Yeah. Because basically you said it's 1937 to 1968.
Well, retirement leave, 69.
69,
yeah. You even have, I mean, you know, all of our questions are right in there. The answers are all in here. It even has, you know, you've put your appointments, your medals, it's all here.
Yeah.
How many postings did you have?
Oh, God. Count them. Each line there.
Okay, you don't know
all. We moved about 23 times. I don't know how many postings.
Your children are born in all over.
One in Ottawa. In Moncton, rather, and one in Victoria.
Opposite coast,
yeah. Our son died. He had multiple myeloma. My daughter is in Victoria.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's
great. I spoke with her.
Well, I guess we were lucky. I've just finished 39 years of service, and we moved 13 or 14 times.
Oh, yeah, have you beaten that?
Oh, yeah.
The Air Force always, they used to move so much more. Well, so did the Army. They,
Well, 2 years was the maximum.
Yeah.
We were, by sheer coincidence, both our children were born in the same place. One was born there, we posted away two postings, and then we got posted back again.
Must have been the climate.
Yeah. It was Chilliwack.
Oh. You can have it.
Yeah.
Beautiful place.
Maybe.
we could share an experience here. One question is, did being Jewish affect your career? And I've been asked that question many times. Or even worse, Jewish people have asked me, said, well, you know, did you have a lot of anti-Semitism? I said, I retired as a major general. How much anti-Semitism could there be? You know, and you
I only ran into it once in Moncton. And that was a bigoted group, but not for long. That was the only time I can recall.
And but you stayed there after the incident, and they stayed there. You
oh yeah,
they got educated.
It wasn't really serious. It was a sort of a slam against Jewish people generally.
And you were in small communities. I mean, Moncton was a small
Toronto for Pete's sake.
But
Toronto,
there were some
Ottawa,
small communities.
Yeah.
So
Victoria.
Did you get involved in the Jewish communities where
no.
you lived?
No, a little bit in Victoria, first time,
oh.
and that was it.
Of course, in the larger cities, you know, it's kind of easier to live a Jewish way of life. I'd have to read through. I didn't see how long you were living in Toronto, but I see there.
Well, I was there a couple of times. Downsview is Toronto.
Right. Where did you live?
Lived in quarters. Lived on Avenue Road. We lived on Duplex Avenue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We lived in that area as well.
And down near the railway tracks in Jemison Street.
That one I don't know.
The railway tracks down near the water? Near the lake? Or?
Well, I don't suppose it was that close. No, it was running right through into the station.
Yeah, okay. It's Central Union Station, eh? Union
yeah.
Station? Yeah. I think of that as quite far south.
Well, it was, really.
We had two tours at the staff college, which is, you know, Wilson, so a little bit south of Downsview. To go downtown was a major expedition, we figured.
Well, it was. I used to bicycle from Duplex Avenue down to the waterfront.
Wow, yeah.
And that was a chore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
About 13 miles.
More of a chore coming back.
Well, it was going uphill.
Yeah. One of the things that's not well understood by the younger generations today, because you know, the younger generations, myself included, we've grown up knowing about the Holocaust. It was a historic fact. During the war, there's some evidence that that information was kept from particularly service people in Europe, because there was some concern on how they would behave. Was there awareness in your group of what was happening in Europe, what was happening to the Jews in particular?
Just what you read in the papers, magazine.
How about the government policy at the time that turned Jews away, turned refugees away?
Was
that known to the public? People know
about that? I think it was pretty well known. That wasn't a ship at the East Coast when it was turned?
Yeah. The children. Sad story. You know, you can't judge things on our way of thinking today, things that happened 60 years ago. Makes you wonder what was going through their heads.
Yeah.
Next question here asks about, I'll give them to you as a group of three. What were your best memories of your wartime service? What were your worst memories? And are there any lessons you can draw out of that for the youth of today?
No, I just rolled with punches, I think. The only thing I remember is a bit of anti-Semitism in Moncton, and that was just about it. I was accepted as Jewish wherever I went. No problem.
Well, it certainly obviously appealed to you, the Air Force life. And,
I would have stayed in longer, except that I was offered a job in Ottawa, but there was no retirement limit. And I said I wouldn't stay beyond 65. Mm-hmm. So they said thank you, and I went back to Winnipeg, where I was at the time. They wouldn't accept any limitation of time of service in the government.
I'm not sure I understand. You meant they wanted to keep you after 65?
No, they didn't. Though they wouldn't give an age. I said 65.
Mm-hmm.
They said, no, I serve at the pleasure of the government.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. So it was a civil service job
yes,
you were offered?
With the Department of Defense Production.
Uh-huh.
So we parted ways. I retired at 53.
Did you go into another line of work?
No. No, we moved down to Florida and spent 8 months of the year there and 4 at a cottage outside of Smith Falls.
Hmm. Oh, nice. So Smith Falls in Florida, and then memories of Victoria finally brought you back here?
No, the fact that our daughter was here.
Oh, right. In our family, it happened the other way around. My mom and dad came out here. They moved to Nanaimo, and then my sister came. And Sharon's family was her sister came first, and then her parents followed. They're all up in Nanaimo.
Well, we looked at places before we came to Victoria, but we weren't really happy when we were looking at the Okanagan Valley for a while and decided no dice.
Where's your wife from?
Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's born there.
Yeah, we were both from Montreal.
Huh?
Would you have a picture of you in uniform that we could include in this booklet? And if you're willing, we'll put a picture of you in a wartime, and then today we're prepared to take a picture.
Well, my wife has a picture of me in uniform.
Uh-huh.
She's in Oak Bay Lodge.
Maybe we could arrange to borrow it for really a few hours. We can pick it up and scan it in and bring it right back.
I have one of the two. I think I'm in basket.
Oh, nice.
No, she has that one too. This is the only one I've got in here.
Beautiful.
Her name?
Vera.
Yeah. Do you think she'd mind if we scanned in the photos of you in your early military
years? She wouldn't know.
Oh, dear. Let's see.
Okay.
She has Alzheimer's. Badly.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to hear. Has it been a long time?
Well, it started to come on in May, and she was in downtown at the rest home until space was available in Oak Bay Lodge. Okay.
It's all right, dear.
So it was quite a rapid onset then.
Well, it was coming, and it's getting worse every day.
Oh. It's got to be so frustrating, because
nothing you can do
about it. Yeah. And the person is getting further away from you.
Yeah. Which, packs her belongings every day.
Hmm.
Our problem we all have to come to sometime or other.
Yeah.
So how might we borrow the photo from her?
I'll have to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give us a call, we can come over and pick it up and then...
Well, I'll probably be there tomorrow. I don't know what the weather's like, but I probably will be there.
Because it would make a lovely addition to the program book, to the history.
Mm. I don't know if we have any black and whites in the... We probably haven't in the photo album.
Of you back when you joined up?
Well, I don't know if it goes that far back. Sorts of them in here.
Ah. Oh, Commodore Birchall. This is the National Defense College course, just looking to see what names I know from it.
Did you know Lyon Birchall?
Met him just once. He was, what was that? It was at the Vimy Awards that we met him.
He was in the generalist class when I came in.
Remarkable history, eh?
Mm-hmm. Savior Salon.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask, I'm sorry for my ignorance regarding the Air Force, but group captain is like what?
Oh, colonel.
Yeah.
Oh, and when you retired, you were a group captain.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was actually a colonel when I retired.
Oh.
Right, just after integration.
Oh.
Yeah.
And when you started, what? Oh, it says flying officer.
Pilot
officer.
POP.
And so what would that have been like, a lieutenant?
Second lieutenant. You're
pilot officer provisional. It's the lowest rank.
Yeah.
Pilot officer provisional. Okay. So that was the actual rank? It was called pilot officer?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just pilot.
Just amazing.
Have you met other veterans here in Victoria?
I joined the Air Force Association and went to one meeting, and that was it. No, I don't profess to enjoy any more military matters.
Mm. Like you said, you served, you did your time, and then
yeah.
You left, and...
And I'm getting on. I just don't believe in what the younger generation is doing today.
Mm.
Would you recommend a military career?
Yes.
Today?
Yes.
Well, it was obviously very good for you. I mean,
oh, certainly. I have no objection to it.
Yeah. No.
Are you in this picture? Yes, you must be.
Is that curling?
This is a bingo night. 1945?
No. Yes, I'm not. Those are just depot pictures. No. Committing in cash, no.
It looks like it's inside a hangar or something. It's a huge building.
Well, it was. I guess it's raised now.
That's you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm in the way.
Just speak up.
You and your buddy Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah, every Christmas. A couple of years ago.
Yeah.
I was just looking at my notes here, and it dawned on me when you were born, and you sure don't look your age.
I don't?
No.
Sometimes I feel it.
Well, maybe so, but I don't know if you were... You said you were 21 when you joined.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. And you joined in 1937. I mean,
right.
No. You were born in 1916?
No, 15.
15,
okay,
yeah.
15, I guess it's... No, I would never.
Well, I'm not lying.
I'm not saying you're certainly. You're just so trim and with the military, you know.
Yeah, years of it.
Yeah. Yeah, trim, upright, you know.
Well, I always did some physical activity until recently. Now the only thing I do is fall.
Oh, no. Don't do that. Not good.
I don't try it on purpose.
Yeah. This is when the Air Force was really the Air Force.
It's, yeah. Before integration.
Yeah.
Is your wife much younger than you?
She's older. 3 weeks.
Yeah, Air Force life, we have the analogous pictures like this.
Mm-hmm.
Did your wife serve in the
No.
Air?
Well, she did, but not in uniform.
No, I understand. When did you get married?
1940. Mm-hmm. February the 8th.
To 1966 here. Oh.
this didn't have what I thought.
Was there something particular you were looking for?
Oh, I thought I had pictures of myself in uniform there, but I guess they weren't what you wanted.
Well, these, I mean, there are a number there with you, but it'd be tough to scan those in. Is this, I'd really hesitate to take them
okay.
apart. Yeah.
Do you want to take them out?
Well, how are they held in?
Are
they glued?
They have corners.
Oh, they have corners. I didn't notice.
Well, some of them have. No, they haven't. I guess somebody else stuck this album and I didn't.
Oh, it should be very. No, you wouldn't. You don't want to chase them apart. No.
I used mine with corners. I guess this one didn't.
Oh, it's the screw. You know, it's the screw things. But no, it was.
This is a format that's much easier to handle.
Yeah.
We could lay this on the glass of the scanning machine. Would that be all right with you?
Well, you want to go ahead.
Yeah, great. We won't leave the loose pieces so they don't get lost. We could borrow this.
Yeah.
And could we borrow this as well? I think I mentioned
yes.
that too. And then we'll bring it back.
Okay, I expect you will.
Our coordinates.